anemia, hair health, constipation. You guys, these are just a few benefits of blackstrap molasses. And today we are going to dive deep into the benefits of blackstrap molasses, what it is, how it's made, how it's different than sugar, the sugar content, and if it's actually good for you, despite it being a, well, sugar syrup, basically. So you guys are listening to the Digest This podcast. I'm your host, Bethany Cameron. Let's get right into the episode. I have been a long consumer of colostrum for years and have known the benefits it holds for our health. It's been clinically shown to help guard against inflammation and everyday toxins and pollutants. Colostrum intake has also been linked to fewer respiratory tract and GI infections in children and adults. In fact, there are over 5,000 published studies documenting the benefits of colostrum and its ability to optimize health from when we are born all the way through to our elder years. It's even been proven to be 3 times more effective than the flu vaccine. Armour colostrum is different from others on the market, and it's something I started taking back in March 2023, long before all the hype. They use a proprietary cold chain biopotent technology that distills over 200 functional nutrients, guaranteeing the highest bioactive integrity and bioavailability. Another thing I personally love about this company is that they only extract and use the surplus colostrum from grass-fed, pasture-raised happy cows that are no longer needing it to supply their young. So you know you're not taking away from animals that need it. Only the surplus colostrum is used, and Armour makes sure they are getting only the best from healthy USA cows from family farms. Armour has 3 flavors, orange, watermelon, and unflavored, which is my personal favorite because the unflavored has no natural flavors and just 1 single ingredient. And Armour is the only colostrum on the market that's casein-free, which is the protein most people with a dairy allergy react to. And for those that do not have a true allergy, but rather have a dairy intolerance, the culprit is usually not the dairy itself, but rather the way that it's processed. All commercial dairy utilizes high heat and aggressive processing for pasteurization and sterilization. Unfortunately, this changes the structural shape of the proteins and destroys the omega fat molecules, rendering them unrecognizable to the body as a food. This is what triggers the immune system inappropriately, leading to intolerance symptoms like digestive complaints, rashes, and inflammation. However, Armour's innovative cold chain biopotent technology distills colostrum's over 200 functional nutrients without the use of high temperatures, guaranteeing the highest bioactive integrity and bioavailability. As a result, Armour is actually anti-inflammatory and often well tolerated by consumers who typically would have dairy intolerance otherwise. The cool thing is that if you purchase the stick packs specifically and are not 100% satisfied, you can return the product within 30 days of purchase and receive a refund. So if you haven't tried Armour Colostrum but have always wondered, now's your chance without any risk if you get the stick packs. Or perhaps you already are a user and lover like myself and prefer their canisters, you can still get a discount when using my code. Just go to tryarmour.com and use code Digest to receive a special discount for my podcast listeners. That's tryarmour.com and use code Digest on either their stick packs or canisters to receive a discount. Again, that's tryarmour.com and use code Digest. All right, if you guys couldn't tell, I am super stoked. I'm hyped. I have high energy. Maybe it's because I just took a spoonful of blackstrap molasses. I don't know, but I'm feeling it and I hope you are too. So let's just get right into it. So I'm going to talk about a few benefits of blackstrap molasses here. And I get asked all the time on my Instagram, first of all, about anemia. That just seems to be a really hot topic among women, and rightfully so. I mean, we go through a monthly cycle, and if you are one that does have a cycle, then obviously you know that we lose blood monthly, and that can really affect our iron levels. So not just that, if you're pregnant, maybe you are postpartum, and you're just looking for that energy that iron provides. And yes, iron is very prevalent in red meat. And I would definitely say that is probably the best form, especially liver, organ meats, and things like that. I know a lot of people can't stomach those organs. Some people can't even stomach red meat for whatever reason. Maybe it just doesn't agree with their digestion. Maybe you are just in a place where your gut health is not able to digest meat properly. You may not be vegan. You may want to eat meat, but your body is like, no, no, no. So blackstrap molasses can be very beneficial. So we're going to go into that, but we're also going to go into some other benefits like hair, constipation, and a few other things. So just take a listen. It's going to be short and sweet. Woo. Okay. I need to back off the blackstrap molasses. It's really giving me some energy here. Okay. First, let's talk about what is blackstrap molasses. I'm sure you've seen it. It's a syrup. It's a dark, really dark color, almost black. And it is a byproduct of sugar production. It contains sugar, but also beneficial nutrients. So sugar production starts with boiling sugarcane juice to crystallize the sugar, which is then filtered to separate it from the juice. This leaves a thick brown liquid called molasses. It's boiled two more times to create blackstrap, which is even thicker and darker than regular molasses and characterized by a bitter taste. And I will say it is quite bitter. So this is a byproduct of making sugar, and really the sugar has no nutrients. Blackstrap molasses, that's where all the sugar nutrients went. It's concentrated in the molasses, especially the blackstrap. So if you are looking, make sure it's blackstrap molasses. Organic is definitely preferred. Now, because it's boiled three times, blackstrap molasses is more nutrient dense than other types of molasses, which explains why it has recently gained some popularity as a supplement. So don't think of this as something you would add to cookies in baking or things like that. Think of this as more of a supplement rather than a sugar substitute, if that makes sense. So people often use it as a sweetener. You may want to add a little bit to maybe your hot tea, if you want to drizzle a little bit on top of your toast or your cereal or yogurt, that's totally fine. I'm talking about like, you know, a cup of it in baking a cake or something like that. But if you want to spread it on toast or on top of oatmeal, that's totally fine. It's also a home remedy for anemia, as I had previously talked about. Also, arthritis, stress, PMS symptoms, and blood sugar spikes, surprisingly, right? So it's more nutritious than refined sugar. So blackstrap molasses is, again, very nutrient rich. And as I mentioned, it is a byproduct of sugar. So just one tablespoon provides 60 calories, 14 grams of carbs, just 10 grams of sugar, which is way less than honey, way less than honey. There's even a gram of protein, and the calcium in it is 10% of your daily value. The magnesium content is 10%, which is pretty good for one tablespoon. And there's even some good amounts of potassium in it, vitamin B6, and of course, iron, which is very high, very high. So again, considering just a tablespoon. So unlike refined sugar, I just want to mention the refined sugar just has no nutritional value. In fact, ounce for ounce, blackstrap molasses contains more iron than eggs, more calcium than milk, and more potassium than any other food. It's often used as a supplement to treat iron deficiency, a common condition, as I previously mentioned, just caused by the malabsorption or poor dietary intake of iron. So if you are vegan, especially you have to watch your iron levels. You're most likely low if you're not supplementing correctly. And blackstrap molasses is vegan friendly, so this could be a great alternative for you. It has 2 to 3.5 times as much iron as light and dark molasses, which are produced after the first and second boiling of molasses respectively here. So just keep that in mind. So you always want to look for blackstrap. Now, although it is a source of plant-based iron, which your body typically doesn't absorb as well as iron from meat, blackstrap molasses's iron bioavailability is around 85%, which is considered quite high. So the bioavailability of a nutrient, in case you don't know, like it just represents the proportion that can enter your bloodstream and have an like a very effective effect, basically. It's what your body can actually utilize. So blackstrap molasses is often recommended alongside other plant-based iron supplements, such as like leafy greens and soy products, which I know a lot of people are trying to stay away from soy. So again, this could be a great option if you're looking for a type of supplement containing high amounts of iron, not to mention calcium. Now, I want to talk about constipation, specifically for children. So blackstrap molasses may work as a natural remedy for children with constipation. And obviously, we all are familiar with constipation. And if you're a child or have a child, I really doubt you're a child listening to this, but if you have a child, evidence actually suggests that consuming a daily dose of just about 0.5 milliliters of blackstrap molasses per pound of body weight for like maybe a month or so, it actually may improve the defecation frequency and reduce abdominal pain in children with constipation. So to get a little scientific here, researchers believe that it's because of the polysaccharides, which is a type of carb in blackstrap molasses, may act as a dietary fiber, thus improving stool consistency and easing bowel movements. And on top of that, because low potassium levels are often associated with constipation, the high potassium content in blackstrap molasses may also help regulate muscle contractions to promote evacuation. So that's like a win-win there. It's also rich in antioxidants. So I'm sure you guys know antioxidants are compounds that protect the body from free radicals, which are molecules that may damage your cells when present in large amounts. So the presence of too many free radicals may lead to oxidative stress and numerous other health issues. So blackstrap molasses is especially rich in polyphenol antioxidants and likely boasts more polyphenols than other sugarcane products such as juice and syrup. And here's a fun fact, research associates polyphenol intake with preventing, delaying, or reducing the effects of chronic illness, including heart disease, diabetes, obesity, and cancer. Now let's talk about bone health for a second. So calcium, it's the most abundant mineral in our body and makes up most of our bone structure. And our bones are constantly being rebuilt through a process that requires the regular release and reabsorption of calcium. However, so poor calcium intake over time may lead to a loss of bone mass, putting you at risk for osteoporosis, which is a condition that leads to fragile bones and increases the risk of fractures. Research shows that calcium supplements may reduce osteoporosis risk. So because blackstrap molasses provides about 10% of your daily value for calcium, this mineral in the blackstrap molasses could be very beneficial, being that all you need is a tablespoon. Again, I know you may think like 10% isn't a lot, but when you think about it, a tablespoon, if you're adding it, especially if it's a whole food source rather than a pill form, of course, I love taking supplements. I personally do if it's coming from a whole food source, but if you can get it from the whole food itself, like molasses, it's even better. So just another tidbit there just to keep in mind. Now, I know I mentioned hair health, and again, the high iron content of blackstrap molasses may also promote healthy hair. And hair loss is very often associated with vitamin and mineral deficiencies, and because of their role in hair cell growth and function. Now, although research is mixed, I do want to point that out. It is mixed on the role of iron itself playing a part in hair health. Research shows that iron deficiency is common in women with hair loss. So if you have this condition, iron supplements are often recommended, and I'm sure it certainly couldn't hurt, especially if it's in a whole food source. Now, there are a few additional benefits that are not backed by research. So all my previous mentions, they have research and studies to back them. Now, this is just reported as benefits of blackstrap molasses, but please note, not backed by science. So just keep that in mind. Now, arthritis treatment, a lot of people have said it's helped their arthritis because of its anti-inflammatory benefits for especially joint pain, blood sugar stabilizer. So proponents claim that blackstrap molasses doesn't spike their blood sugar because it has a low glycemic index. So while others assert that it helps lower the GI of high carb foods, evidence supporting both claims is lacking. So just keep that in mind. Lastly, so attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. A lot of people say this is actually a remedy for that because of its low GI is said to aid in ADHD. They say that this can actually help people suffering from that and preventing blood sugar from spiking. So if you are looking to treat any of these conditions, you should always consult a healthcare professional rather than self-prescribe blackstrap molasses. I do want you to keep in mind, it is still sugar. So with that said, a little bit can go a long way. And if you've ever tried blackstrap molasses, you know that it does have a quite rich, bitter taste. If you haven't tried it, you'll be in for a surprise. It is quite strong. But you know, again, maybe that'll help keep you from overdoing it, right? I do want to say the most benefits from blackstrap molasses is still the high iron content to help treat anemia, support bone and hair health, and help relieve constipation, especially in children. As always, do your research. I love that you guys listen to me and I can pique your interest and you can kind of do your research on your own. And I always encourage that. I love learning with you guys and I wanted to share this information and maybe just bring this up to your healthcare practitioner, your naturopath, what your doctor, whoever you go see and say, hey, look, I heard this, here's some research, here's some studies on it. What do you think of this? And anyways, I hope this was fun, a fun listen, and I will see you guys on Wednesday. Thanks for listening to this episode of Digest This. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review in your podcast app to let us know. If you're ever wondering how you can support me and this podcast, sharing it with your friends and family is the best way. This is a Resonant Media production produced by Drake Peterson and edited by Mike Fry. To email the show, message us at digestthispod@gmail.com. See you next time. The content of this show is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not a substitute for individual medical and mental health advice and does not constitute a provider-patient relationship. As always, talk to your doctor or health team first.